She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening, friends?
So the countdown begins. Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty, it looks like they're going to be getting married within the next 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
No, this is such a... Okay, I'm not going to say huge mistake. Maybe I'm wrong. I was going to say huge mistake.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, okay, I mean, what do you think?
Tell me what
your thoughts are on this situation.
Listen, man, when you know, love is love. If you feel like you're in love, I guess you gotta take a chance. Take a risk. You know, go make it happen. If it don't work out, it don't work out. It is what it is.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
But she said, we've gotten our marriage license, but there was a particular pastor that she wanted to officiate the whole situation.
Okay.
She just didn't have the availability, but she finally hit her up and said, I have the availability as of today. So she said she's available within the next week. So they're going to be getting married within the next 7 days.
She's going to have like a small ceremony and then possibly like do what Justin Bieber did.
Yep.
Maybe later down the road, they'll do some sort of big ceremony.
Mm-hmm. So allegedly she wants to get married now. Boom. Get the whole thing. And then she wants to drop the album. And then after the album, she wants to do the whole big.
Okay. Know, but what's the rush on getting married? Is there a rush?
I don't think so.
Because you know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
Well, why do people get married fast?
Pregnant?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe they're just in the heat of the moment.
True.
And they grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
He was convicted a while back for supposedly statutory rape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But everybody deserves a second chance.
Absolutely.
Everyone. But I'm just saying.
And
I just really never pictured Nicki Minaj with anybody that wasn't like as wealthy or wealthier than her. This is like, but maybe like I said before, he feels like home to her.
Very
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my guy from way back. So
and, she said that people can say all they want. The only person that can tell me what to do is my man. And that's only because he got some good D. But if he stops giving me the good D, not even him could tell me what to do. So as long as he
what are you talking about?
Listen,
is it that incredible? He can like tell you what to do.
I mean, she's getting married, so I guess so.
All right. Let's talk about another marriage, okay? Let's talk about Gucci Mane and Keisha Kiore.
Yep.
He decided to praise Keisha Kiore for staying with him despite all his wrongdoings, and social media disagreed that they were relationship goals.
Okay.
So earlier this week, he shared a meme of himself and Keisha Kiore.
Mm-hmm.
On their wedding day that said, everyone wants this. But what y'all forget was she was with Wild Gucci, cheating Gucci, publicity with other women Gucci. This is Gucci after therapy and rehabilitation.
Mm.
That's what he wrote.
Yep.
And he goes, this is a street man groomed in his 30s after he's been at his lowest point. Point is, this is a rider who knew what she signed up for. So then he wrote more. He said, I love my wife. She stayed down. Okay, so then she responded and said, aw, I love you more, baby. There's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you, Poppy, 1017. Mm. So one follower commented by saying, that ain't relationship goals. A woman who goes through that much pain, emotional abuse to be with a man ain't solid. That's stupid. They said, and then by the way, that comment received 400 likes.
Mm-hmm.
So then another critic, who by the way got 165 likes, wrote, so basically you need money to keep a relationship alive?
Mm. Wow.
So Gucci Mane and Keisha Kiore, they got married in October 2017 in a lavish $1.7 million ceremony at the Four Seasons in Miami. We watched it on TV, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they first began dating in 2010. But their relationships, you know, I mean, he was in jail.
Yeah.
It faced a lot of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
In September 2014, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for aggravated assault and federal firearms charges. And Gucci Mane claimed on Instagram that during this time, his then-girlfriend Keisha Kiore turned the $2 million that he gave her before he went in to $6 million with her cosmetic line and her fitness line.
That's what's up.
So in 2017, he also came out with an autobiography and talked about the fact that he had a baby with another woman and didn't even know about that baby till that baby was 10 months old.
I blame all this on Swae Lee.
Why?
Because we didn't know any of this until Swae Lee brought it public. Remember Swae Lee did that whole video to his girlfriend when he got caught cheating?
Right.
And he was like, well, Gucci does it too. And look at his girl. His girl stayed with him.
Oh, okay. So now,
I blame it on Swae Lee.
Okay, cool. I just, right.